You don't have to compromise on the people that you are surrounding yourself with just for the sake of like having people around. I would want to be friends with anybody. I did not have criteria or standards for the people that took up space in my life. When I am not in a relationship, I have this like overwhelming feeling that I am alone in this world. Hi everyone, I am Hannah Cat and we are back for yet another episode of the podcast. If you guys don't follow us on socials already, please go ahead and do so, as well as subscribing on YouTube, because there I just dropped a vlog. I had gone on a family vacation and it's like with my cousin Andrew and Kevin and their family. And so it's always a little chaotic and we always eat a lot of ice cream. So if you guys want to watch us get a little chaotic in St. Bart's, go ahead and do that and then subscribe while you guys are at it. And yeah, today I just wanted to talk a little bit about loneliness because I have not been feeling lonely. Okay, normally the way that like this podcast goes is if I'm feeling a type of way, we'll talk about it. That's pretty much all the production that goes on behind the scenes. But I started to realize recently that I am so okay being alone and I am so okay being in my own company as of late. And if you guys like actually listen back, me and Julie did an episode on this in 2020. It's titled "To Anyone Feeling Lonely." And in that episode, I talk a lot about how like when I am not in a relationship, I have this like overwhelming feeling that like I am alone in this world. And I just like didn't have my person. That's what I was saying in the podcast. But you know, these days, like I'm still single and I am like so content. And so I guess I just like wanted to chit chat about like how we got here, because looking at 2022 me versus now me, I think we're completely different. Like I have grown so much and I'm like obsessed with the fact that like I have literal video and audio evidence of like how far I've come. But also I listened back and I'm like, wow, she's so wise. And so some of the things that I've been thinking about, or actually, sorry, let's backtrack. Let's take it back. Before I forget, something I've been obsessed with. I heard this at Legree, this song. And so I was literally like, Oh, you know what? We could play this in my car speakers. Give me a second. Pop, lock, and drop it. 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 Okay. Thanks for indulging me even you guys didn't have an option. So let's take it all the way back. That reminded me because I was literally like, this is such a throwback song. Like I literally have not heard this song in so long, and even if I go to those R&B nights, nobody knows what they're listening to. I feel like what's her face?
Do you think people in like France are doing beachy waves? Like it's not the vibe. Stop.
So, yeah, such a throwback. So, yeah, let's take it back. How did we get here? Well, I think we got here, honestly, this sounds a little counterintuitive, but because of the last two guy experiences that I had. So, it was kind of back to back. The first guy that I had met, I was, like, into it, right? Like, he just seemed like very like fun and outgoing and like honestly had like a lot of friends and like a solid friend group that made me kind of realize that like I really want someone who is like a bit more extroverted and like social, because I'm like extroverted and social, and like yes, I know like opposites can attract and all of that, but for me personally, like, I want someone that I can kind of, like, take out, plop anywhere, and they'll be able to thrive, right? Like, that's something that my mom has always talked about, where when she, like, had met my dad, like, she was like, it was so easy, and it was, like, so nice to just be able to bring him to any social group, any social setting, and, like, he'll find something to talk about, right? Like, there, he will find common ground. Like, my dad, king of finding common ground. And so, for me too, like, this was, like, one of the first people I met that, like, was extroverted to the level that I was also extroverted. And so I was, like, really enjoying getting to know him, but there was also, like, this feeling that maybe there was, like, some depth that I was missing, right? Like, I don't think, like, we really went through, like, our family situations and what our family dynamics were, and, like, he was Christian, but I, like, wanted to learn a little bit more as to, like, what that meant, right? Because I think, like, within Christianity, like, and how people view faith and, like, their relationship with God, it's, like, a spectrum, right? Like, we have people on all sides of it. And so, for him, too, like, I just felt like I didn't know that. So there was just, like, a lot of, like, ground to be covered, and I didn't necessarily, like, find any, like, rush in doing this, because personally, like, I'm someone who I think, like, wants to get to know people at least for a couple months, like, 2-3 months, and then, like, can kind of, like, be a little bit more decisive. And this only comes from experience, right? Because I think in the past, I used to come back from every single date just being, like, do I like him or do I not? Like, do I see a future with him or do I not? Like, is this the father of my children or is he not, right? But, like, after, like, just so many dating experiences and even, like, talking to my parents, in terms of, like, dating advice, like, they always, like, said, like, you want to get to know the person. And so I, like, kind of, like, based on my own experience, took that and liked how I felt a couple months in. I think, like, anything past that, I tend to feel a little anxious because I'm like, where are we? Why haven't we talked about this? But for me personally, like, I was like, okay, that's, like, the speed at which I like. And so with that guy, it was honestly not a great experience, because I think, like, we got to know each other really fast, surface level, but there was nothing, like, past that. And so we ended up, like, ending things, and it was a bit more mutual, but it was, like, catalyzed by him. And so, like, can I say I got broken up with? Sure. Do I really say that? Not really, because I don't know, to me, like, if he wants to end it, then it's mutual. I'm not really gonna, like, fight for anyone who, like, has made their decision and hasn't, like, had a conversation with me about it, because freaking stand up, honestly. Like, one of my friends, Chelsea, she's also been on the podcast, we talked about situationships, and so she said this recently, like, literally, like, girls who are begging a man to, like, cuff them up or, like, to realize their worth, like, stand up, like, stand on business. What are we doing? And so I stood up, I literally stood on business, and I was like, yeah, let's end things. And I was honestly, like, you know, a bit emotional about it, just because, like, he was somebody that, like, I really, like, enjoyed spending time with, but at the same time, like, I also had some hesitations that maybe I was ignoring in hindsight. And then, like, once I was healed and felt, like, ready to date after that first guy, I went on a date with the guy that I talked about in my last episode, the one that I ran into. He was someone that, like, even more so aligned with, like, who I am and, like, honestly, like, what I, like, look for in a partner these days. Again, had those same traits of, like, being extroverted and, like, are, like, humor aligned. But I think that the first guy, should we name these guys? Do we think that these are going to be reoccurring guests or, like, topics of conversation? They're never going to be a guest, but that they're going to come up again in this podcast, maybe. So, okay, let's call guy number one. Okay, let's call guy number one Diet Coke guy. And we'll talk about him in the future as to why he's called Diet Coke guy. But yeah. Okay, let's call guy number two fried provolone. Guys, this is like how I feel when I'm like on the phone with like somebody in customer service and I'm like, oh yeah, my name is Hannah. It's H for Hannah, A for apple, N for nugget, A for apple. Because I never learned that alphabet. So, okay, to clarify, guys, this is kind of a chaotic episode. We're okay. Guy number one is Diet Coke guy. Guy number two is fried provolone. And so talking about fried provolone guy, he was someone that I felt even more aligned with. Because if you guys know, I love cheese. And so the fact that this guy ordered fried provolone at this restaurant, made reservations, all of that, that's the reason for the nickname. And so I felt even more aligned with him than I did Diet Coke guy. And then when things ended kind of abruptly, I think it was just like my heart couldn't take it a little bit. Like, honestly, as much as I like, oh my god, guys, it's my effing neighbor once again. Should we see if he looks into the car this time? I'm like so embarrassed. We made eye contact. Ah! He looked really embarrassed. Oh my god, stop walking in my camera. He's like trying to see what I'm doing, I swear. Guys, this episode is so chaotic. Okay, so I felt even more aligned with fried provolone guy. As much as I like talk shit about the dating apps and like I talk shit about men and all of that, like I'm still like a lover girl at heart. And so, oh my god, literally what the frick is happening? Guys, are they in a relationship? Or are they just gym bros? Oh my god, guys, I don't know what's going on. Sorry, I just like think that was so funny. Oh my god, there's a third one coming. Literally, like, let me try to like keep them a little private. Do they have a new roommate? I'm like so confused, y'all. I've never seen the man's before. Are they all matching? We keep making eye contact. Oh my goodness. Did they almost hold hands right now? Okay. I think we're ready to continue the story. And so as much as I like, I'm a lover girl at heart, okay? I'm not a hater, I'm a lover, though I like to hate on some things. It's just because I have good taste. And so I'm a lover girl at heart. And so when my heart and like my emotions become involved two times, like, you know, like in a row, like these two guys were like people who were significant in my life. And like, how do I know that? I went on more than like three dates with them, right? Other guys I like don't see a future with, I will kind of end it like two or three dates in, because like I'm really not here to like waste their time, and I'm not here to waste my time either. And so I do think, like, though I'm no longer, like, pressuring myself after every single date to, like, make a decision and, like, hurry up with, like, what my thoughts are about this person, I don't take my time, right? I do it as naturally as possible with a little bit of pressure, right? I have to apply a little bit of pressure. And so I know that, you know, these two guys, like, yeah, I like did like them and like I was interested. I just like I had some hesitations, and honestly looking back on it now, like for good reason. And so right, I'm like still kind of healing from these things, and so maybe that's why I like don't feel as lonely. But I also think I'm very comfortable with the fact that like it's all in like God's timing, right? Like I'm Christian, I identify as Christian, and so you guys can take what you believe and throw it into this blank space here. But personally, like I believe in divine timing, right? If I'm not meant to be in a relationship with somebody, it's because like they're not my person. If I'm not in a relationship and like I'm feeling annoyed about it, because I had been feeling really like annoyed and kind of stressed out about it, like I was doing my due diligence and making sure I was like going out and meeting people, but I think that kind of turned into like overextending myself and like maybe forcing something that like wasn't meant to happen in that timing. And so I think just in general, it's just like come with like this like peace of mind that like everything will work out in the end. And I think that this is applicable whether or not like you believe in a higher being, right? Like that life kind of like works itself out. And you know, maybe this is me being a little bit like delusionally optimistic, or you know, maybe this is just my worldview, but this is like how I see things, is what's meant to be will be. And so especially when it comes to, you know, being alone, I think that there are times that the universe and God and whatnot like force you into these times of solitude to allow you to be alone with your thoughts. I think that oftentimes it's like very scary to be around people and like feel alone, or to not be around people and feel alone, right? Like we've all had those like Friday nights where we're flicking back and forth between like Hinge, Instagram, TikTok, Bumble, etc. And I think that like flipping through all of those apps and like having this like pseudo sense of like social connection is ultimately like what made me feel lonely. Because now like I think it's become me investing that time that would have gone towards like endless and mindless scrolling to reaching out to people. Like my phone log has been popping more than it's been popping in the past, and even like the way that I approach like new social situations now is like less like pressurized. Like I think in the past I really used to, you know, go out with this mindset of like I have to network, I have to meet somebody, like this is an opportunity for me to like meet the next guy that I'm gonna like be in a relationship with. But I have like now removed that pressure, and like I just like feel so free to be like myself and like weird and like not thinking about like how I could like say something wrong and like all of that, because I know in the end like I don't need no mans to keep myself laughing. I will literally laugh to myself. I will laugh at all my own jokes, which is something I love about myself. And then I also have friends around me that will laugh at me, laugh at my own jokes. And also, like, I think, like, I have really, really been good about that other New Year's resolution of mine in investing in the relationships that I want to invest in, right? Like, I think I was giving so many parts of myself away. Like, every single, like, small interaction that, or, like, one-time meeting, I would like put this pressure on me to be like a really good friend. I would like put this pressure on myself to like reach out to them post event and right, like set up a coffee date, set up a lunch. And so it became like me meeting people like 1 to 2 times a day, every single day. And like, how exhausting is that? And like, honestly, like how like self-serving and like important do I think I am to be like, oh, if I'm not a good friend to this person, then they don't have anyone, right? Like, I think, like, I am really trying not to, like, take on that burden. Because, like, if somebody wants to have and keep a relationship with me, then it's a two-way street. Like, it has to go both ways. And so, I think just in general, it's been really comforting to know that, like, I'm okay alone, and like I really like enjoy my own company, and like I don't really like have to depend on anyone else to like keep me entertained or like, you know, keep me in conversation. And like I almost honestly have the self-confidence now to like go to things alone, because the last couple of times I was alone, one was like a concert I went to, and then like one other thing was like an event, and I like wasn't nervous. I actually wasn't nervous going into these events, but the nerves hit like once you like step inside, right? And like everyone is talking to somebody. And so I just kind of like make conversation with like people around me. Like if I'm standing like at the water station, like I'll literally say something and be like, oh, how'd you like find out about this event, right? Like that's like such a easy conversation starter, like to know like, oh, like did you discover them through another concert you went to, or like are you friends with this person, etc., etc. And so like having those go-to conversation starters, as well as just like keeping an open heart and an open mind, like I think I'm now even more comfortable just like being the person that's alone. Like I started to realize that like there are plenty of people that go to shows alone, there are plenty of people that go to events alone, and right, they may like be a little awkward and like stumble at first, but it's always like so nice when like, right, I'm like people watching and like I see them like approach somebody and like it be well received, right? And so yeah, I think it's just like having that confidence that like, you know, you do have your tribe, and like you don't really need to try because of that, and like, and also that like you don't have to compromise on the people that you are surrounding yourself with just for the sake of like having people around, right? And so what I mean by this is like in the past, one thing that I really used to do is like I would want to be friends with anybody. Like just I did not have criteria or standards for the people that took up space in my life. And I think a really big part of that is like I just wanted to be liked, right? Like it's my people pleasing coming into play once again. And when you're befriending people for the sake of just making more friends, like obviously the quality is not there. And so that honestly like made me feel even more alone, right? Like when I spend my time 30 minutes driving to a hang, and then like walking out of that hang just like not feeling fulfilled, not feeling like my soul was being fed. And honestly, I feel like I want to preface here, like not every interaction has to like keep your soul fed, but like I will say with every single one of my close friends now, everyone that I want to keep in my life, I walked away with this like overwhelming feeling of like, oh, whoa, like what was that, right? Like being a little confused, because I was like, I was not expecting to have that interaction today, but that's like exactly what I needed. And so maybe it is going in with that gut feeling of like, I need to feel it in my soul. Like I need to feel it in my gut and be like, that was such a crazy interaction, or that was such a crazy coincidence, or something. And when I'm talking about this, I'm like talking about like the first couple hangouts, right? Like when you're just meeting people or like just starting to get to know them. Like I've had those interactions. And then from there on out, it's like really working on like building those relationships and like cherishing them and like sculpting them and like molding them to be something that is like fulfilling for the both of you. Because now, right, like now that like with some of my friends, like I've been friends with them for years, we have history, and loyalty comes with history, and trust comes with history, and just like this confidence that like this person will be there for you, which kind of gets me thinking of the people who don't necessarily have that. And so let's address that, right? Maybe one of the criteria that could make you feel as though you are lonely is that like you don't have like a huge group of friends. Because I felt that before, right? As social as I am, as extroverted as I am, and you guys, right, like, you guys know this about me, I, like, was not always like this. Actually, in high school, I think this needs more context. In elementary school, had a solid group of, like, 8 girlfriends. That group split. And so, because there was, like, just so much, like, turmoil, and it just seemed to me like there was just, like, a lot to, like, work through with this group of friends. In middle school, I decided I wanted to, like, change my group of friends. Honestly, I just wanted to be a little popular, and so I, like, joined that group. Got really close to them, and then had a friendship breakup there. And then in high school is when I was like, okay, I've already had 2 examples of, like, friendship groups not working out. I don't want to do this again. And so I had, like, a few close friends at school. But even then, like, you know when, like, a friend group has, like, right? You have the bigger friend group. And then inside that group, there's, like, the core group. I wasn't in that core group. And so I think I always felt left out. And I always felt lonely. And it was always, like, oh, damn, like, I wish that they would just, like, invite me, or, like, I wish that they would just, like, see that I'm valuable, but I never got that, and so I chose to retreat. I, like, chose to kind of, like, isolate, right? Like, I became hyper-independent and, like, did not rely on those people for much because I, like, felt lonely, and so when it came to college, right, I think I was like, I really have to, like, this is the best 4 years of my life. I have to build that solid friend group that, like, we go to spring break together, and, like, we do Cabo, and, like, we go on ski trips, and, like, we do all the big events, like Coachella. Like, I always had that pressure, and I didn't find that. And, like, it honestly sucked, right? Like, especially because, like, I had a friend who had that in other people. And I, like, wasn't included in that main group once again. And so, post-college, rather than, like, isolating and retreating into myself and, like, you know, all of that, I think I've just done a really good job of... Maybe I haven't done a good job. Maybe I've just made sure that, like, I was vetting the friends that I had around me to a higher standard. And so that when I introduced them to each other, it was like, I know both of you to be good people. I know all of you to be good people. And so you will vibe. And, like, I just set them free. And so after, like, years of doing that, right? Like, after years of working on getting over the fear of, like, combining friend groups, I've built my group, and it's taken a lot of time, and, right, there's still some, like, disconnectedness, and, like, there are one-offs and all of that, but now I'm no longer in the camp of, like, I'm scared to introduce these people because they're a reflection of me, and, like, I don't want to have this, like, loss of control. Like, now it's, like, if y'all vibe, y'all vibe. If you don't, I have other friends that you can, like, introduce yourself to, right? And if someone, like, doesn't vibe, I'm like, okay, that's something to just take a mental note of, right? Like what kinds of people, like, will or will not get along with this certain person, right? And so I think, like, if you are missing that group aspect, like, birthday parties are a great excuse to get people together. Or even just, like, doing wholesome things, right? Like, just being like, hey, want to go on a run, right? Like, that's... how, like, I've been kind of approaching things. I'm not, like, really a runner, guys. I just, like, hit up people who, like, have aspirations to run. And so we're all, like, in that same boat. And there's, like, shared interest. And so, yeah, if you're, like, missing that group aspect, I want to ask you to, like, reflect back into yourself and be like, am I giving people a chance to, like, form that group? And then maybe to address those people who don't have any friends or feel as though they don't have any friends. I think this is, like, where you have to get uncomfortable and you have to put yourself out there, right? Like, I am a firm believer that, like, right, humans, we are social beings, we are social creatures, we are not meant to survive on our own. And so like some examples of like things you can join are activity based, right? Like I have met friends who do pickleball together. If you don't have friends who do pickleball, find a court near you. Like be proactive. Because I think that like sports and like something that can keep you on a consistent basis are like some of the best ways to like just like make sure that like you're seeing people weekly or bi-weekly in order to make sure that like there's follow-up and so that other people can follow up and you can get invested into each other's lives and whatnot. Those apps, right? Like Bumble BFF has been a really big one. Like I personally have friends who have used Bumble BFF, and though the odds, like the right, like I think one of my friends has gone on like let's say 10 dates, BFF dates, let's say 10 friend dates, they've maybe come out with like two or three good friends, but those odds are pretty good. I think there just has to be an understanding that like you're not going to get along with everyone, and like that's okay, because also like right for you, like you want to have like these like high standards for the people that you're investing yourself into. So Bumble BFF is a big one. I think if you are a part of a religious community, that could be a really big one. Or honestly, I have heard to go to like your local coffee shop consistently, like same day, same time every week. And so I think that's something that I've kind of been wanting to explore, because that's one of the things that like I have yet to try. And so yeah, just like being open. And then also one of the things that I'm trying to learn is to smile in public. I am such a happy, smiley person when like I'm talking to someone, or if I'm happy. But like if I'm like, I don't know, doing work on my computer sometimes, I can look a little grumpy. And so I'm trying to practice smiling in public, but like honestly that shit's kind of awkward to me. I wanna like what am I supposed to do? Like all teeth smile in public? Like I'm gonna look fucking crazy. But yeah, maybe just practicing a soft smile. And then from there, hopefully friends will introduce you to friends, and like slowly you'll start building your circle. And so yeah, if you're feeling lonely, I really empathize with you. I've been there where even though I'm surrounded by people, it just like feels a little shit. But I promise you that if you're proactive and patient and just like understanding that this is a process, that it'll get better, right? Like it sucks right now. I think being lonely freaking sucks, but just like putting yourself out there and like, right, it might not always be well received, but the people who do receive it, that's how you know that, you know, maybe this is your person. And so yeah, I think that's it for this episode. And DJ, tell him to call me 911. Okay, bye. I'll catch you next time.